I roam, Shepherd of love, Savior and Lord and guide, Shepherd of love, forever I'll stay by your
do is just take the tarp, slide that right back towards the black curtain so it'd be out of their way, and they can proceed there, and then we'll have it still set up for the Thursday night. We'll be here Thursday night for the service as well. Open your Bibles to Psalm 23, if you will. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, the Bible says. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this is a scripture that divides itself into two parts. The first part, the first three verses, the sheep are telling other sheep what a great shepherd they have. And then the last three verses of Psalm 23, the sheep are speaking directly to the shepherd, and they're bragging on him personally. And David knew well the life of a shepherd, and he used to look after his father's sheep. And one day the Lord called David away from that life of looking after sheep, and after many adventures, he became the king of Israel. And instead of leading sheep, he was leading the nation of Israel. And now more than ever, as king, he needed God's leadership in his life and his blessing in his life. David could look back on the life as a shepherd boy and remember the times God had helped him. One time a lion tried to steal a lamb, and David took care of that. Another time a bear tried to steal a lamb. He too went down. David took care of that as well. Both times the Lord helped David rescue the lamb. And all that's described in 1 Samuel chapter 17. In Psalm 23, verse 1, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Another psalm, Psalm 84, verse 11, says, No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Jesus said that when we seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, he will provide. And he will provide all that we need. Matthew 6 and verse 33. Psalm 23 and verse 2 says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Now for a sheep, this is about as good as it gets. Green grass, green pastures, and still water. It's right next to heaven there for the sheep as far as they're concerned. "He leadeth me beside the still waters." And sheep are afraid of moving water. They like it still and calm. And it's just right as far as they're concerned. And I want to stop right there and say that sometimes sheep do silly things. And we're going to camp out right here for just a few minutes because there's something to, I want you to see about sheep. First of all, they're dumb. Next of all, they're directionless. And next of all, they're defenseless. Three things. They're dumb, they're directionless, and they're defenseless. Why sheep? Why does the Bible consistently call us as Christians sheep? Why not lions? Something with a little class here. Tigers. Eagles or something. No. No, sheep is what we are called. This is God's way of looking at us. And when He looks at us, He sees us as sheep. And there's not a bit of glory in being sheep. Do a little research about sheep and you'll soon learn they're not survivors. They are not tough. They're not hardy. They're not strong. They're not independent. They're actually kind of pathetic. Now that's looking at you if you're a believer this morning or this afternoon. That's looking at me and being honest. We're pathetic. How much lower can you go? And we're entirely dependent upon the Lord, the shepherd. Oh, I know we think we're pretty smart cookies sometimes. Yeah. We think that we can handle most anything that comes our way. We have strength and ability. That's not the way God looks at it. He looks at it entirely different. There's three things about sheep. One, they're dumb. A story is told from Turkey. This is the true story here. In the country of Turkey, there were some shepherd guys, and they were having breakfast, and they let the sheep kind of roam by themselves. And one of them went over to the edge of a cliff and jumped off that cliff. And there were 400 sheep. And the other sheep looked at that and said, "Man, that looks like fun. That looks like fun." And before you know it, there's 400 sheep that jumped off a cliff to their death. The shepherds were speechless. They didn't know what to say. 74,000 dollars worth of sheep just poof. But you know, sheep are not the smartest animals in the world. And that certainly illustrates the fact. So if we're honest, we have to say we've done some pretty dumb things. That's why we need a shepherd. Not only that, but we're directionless. Sheep have no sense of direction whatever. They're prone to wander. Even if you put them in a perfect environment, green pastures and still water, sooner or later they're just going to kind of wander off. It was kind of like my daughter Jana. She, when she was 5 or 6 or 7 years old, we lost her several times. One time we lost her over in Findlay, Ohio. The church we were at the time had about 40 acres of just field, nice mowed field. And we were having some kind of activity, and we looked around, and Jana was nowhere to be found. It was getting dark. And we called the police, and we started fanning out, and there was some forest next to the acreage that the church had, and we took all through the forest, some of us, and some of us went down the road and so forth. And, well, after about an hour, here comes the deputy sheriff up, and he had Sheriff Jana in his car. And he said she had walked about 500 yards away from the church and walked up into somebody's yard. And they called the police. They said, "What's this girl doing in our yard?" And so here she comes. One time we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and the largest mall in the state of Arizona, it was shaped like a big wagon wheel, center axle type thing, and it had the spokes going out all over to in a corridor all the way around the mall. And the pastor's family and our family took off down to the mall, and we looked around. No Janet. She would just kind of quietly move away, walk away. She wouldn't say anything. She wouldn't just. In fact, she couldn't really talk at all during that period of time. And so we call security, and security says, "Okay, we've shut down this mall. She can't get out of sight. Every entrance to this mall has been closed, and we know we're watching that entrance, and she can't get out." So we took, each one of us took a spoke of that mall and took off walking. She was gone 2 hours. We still had not found her. Somebody found her in the pet store, a long, long way off from where we were. She had found the pet store. I don't know how she found it, but she found it. And she was walking around looking at the pets, and everybody thought that was normal. No sense of direction. That's just like us. We don't know whether we're coming or going sometimes. We're directionless. And so if the shepherd does not micromanage the sheep and keep them under close watch, you know what they'll do? They'll just wander off and be lost. They are dumb, they're directionless, and there's one more thing about them, they're defenseless. Left to themselves, they will not and cannot last very long. Now, just about any domesticated animal, if you put them out in the wild, they have a fighting chance of surviving, but not a sheep. I'll tell you what a sheep is out in the wild. They're just a lunch. Somebody's lunch. Some bear's going to get them. Some tiger's going to get them or whatever. And sheep absolutely are defenseless. And think about this. There's different ways of animals reacting to danger. Think about fight. Well, sheep get frightened or sees a bear coming towards him. What's he going to do? He has nothing to fight with. He has no claws. He has no fangs. He has no venom. He's got nothing to protect himself. He's got no talons, no quills. He's got nothing. But there's a lot of animals that don't like to fight it out. But there's probably none more defenseless than a sheep. Well, what about if he can't fight, maybe there can be flight. He can just run away. How about that? You ever saw a sheep run? Especially if they're full of wool. They wobble like this. Not the most fleet-footed animal there is. Easily overtaken by anybody that has any speed at all. They're not agile. They can't outrun a bear. So far, it's looking pretty good for a bear. How about posture? A dog will bark and growl and show his teeth and warn you. I'll tell you what, I'll never forget when I was first in the ministry, I was starting a church in Cape Coral, Florida. I was going door to door. I was knocking on doors. And what I would do is park my car at the end of a block and go down that block, come back up the other side of the block, get in my car, go to the next block, do the same thing. Well, I was going down the side of that block, and here comes a black dog, and his ears were pinned back. He wasn't barking. He wasn't warming nothing. But when those ears are pinned back, you better watch out. He's got one thing on his mind. He's going to bite you. And I said, man, I'm out here in the open. There's no way to get away from this dog. No way. And about that time, a white dog running lickety-split as hard as he could go met that black dog in the air, and they started fighting in a big dog fight, and man, I beat it out of there. I got back to that car and went to the next block. A dog will bark. And he'll growl, and he'll show his teeth, and he'll put back his ears. And what he's doing is warning. A lion will roar. A rattlesnake will rattle his rattle. The best a sheep can do is baw. Now, who's that going to scare? Baw. Really? Baw. Who are you going to scare with that, bud? They have nothing. Sheep have nothing. I don't think a bear's going to be intimidated with a baw. And it's a good reason. It's a sound, good reason why nobody has guard sheep. You ever saw somebody with a guard sheep? Nobody has guard sheep. I got a friend down in North Carolina, and he has great pyramid dogs to guard his other animals in his on his farm. Now they're impressive. They'll jump up on Jana's shoulder with her paw. They're so big. But not sheep. Sheep don't make good guard dogs. They can't fight. They can't run away. They can't scare you away. So what do they do when the bear comes by? I'll tell you what they do. They gather up in a gang, and they go around and around in a circle. That's what they do. They go round and round in a circle. And each one of them are just hoping that that bear doesn't get him. It gets the neighbor. They get picked off. It's sad how helpless a sheep is. It really is. They go into complete panic. Without a shepherd to protect them, they'll be picked off one by one. God says, we're sheep. We need a shepherd. And that's just being realistic of who we are and what we need. We're sheep who are completely and totally dependent upon the shepherd. To say that the Lord is our shepherd and we are the sheep is to humble ourselves. None of us like to do that. We think we're pretty strong, we're pretty independent. But that's where the need is. Admitting what's true about all of us, and to elevate the Lord, declaring that what is true of Him, when you say, the Lord is my shepherd, that ought to move our heart to praise and gratitude for all the Lord has done for us. We ought to be praising God for what He does for us. To declare that the Lord is our shepherd is to praise and glorify Him, because God the shepherd stoops down to care for us poor, lost not-so-smart sheep like you and me. And so, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The shepherd knows where the right paths are for the sheep. And so the Lord has given us his word in the Bible to guide us and teach us the way for his name's sake. The shepherd looks after the sheep properly. When we disobey God, we dishonor his name. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. In John 10 and verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them. Those who hear the voice of Jesus will follow him. And secondly, a sheep's response to the good shepherd. All we like sheep have gone astray, Isaiah 53:6 says. Yet when we know Jesus as our good shepherd, we have full bragging rights, just like the sheep in Psalm 23. They brag upon the Lord. And then they brag about the Lord's watch care over them to him personally. One of the distinguishing marks of the good shepherd is his compassion toward others and otherwise leaderless people. Mark 6 and verse 34 tells us, having told the other sheep about the good shepherd, the sheep now address him in person. Thou art with me. The sheep are talking to the shepherd. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So the sheep are comforted by the weapons that the shepherd has. Shepherds would carry in one hand either a rod or a staff. And the crooked staff, the wooden one that's bent, they have a certain way of doing that. And that's designed so that when the sheep get into a briar patch, for instance, the shepherd can reach over the briar patch with that staff and pick them up underneath the front legs and pull them out of the briars or rescue them in some way along the way. They wander off and they get into trouble. And the rod was mostly used as a weapon against wild animals, to either kill them or to scare them away from getting the sheep. And so the sheep are saying, we're thankful for the shepherd and his rod. We're thankful for the shepherd and his staff. They comfort us. We know that we're protected by the shepherd, and he's a good shepherd. Not all shepherds are good shepherds. A good shepherd is one that's willing to give his life for the sheep. Not all are willing to do that. So they don't just call him the shepherd. They call him the good shepherd. Thou preparest a table before me. The meaning of this is that it's speaking of a field, perhaps like you have out here on the side of the church, of grass. And the shepherd would go out into that field and he would pick up all of the weeds that were not good and those that were dangerous for the sheep to eat. He'd pick up anything that looked like it was briars or something that might get into the wool of the sheep. You pick that field clean. That's a table. He's setting the table is what he's doing. Thou settest the table before me. Then the sheep would be allowed to go into the field and eat and replenish themselves and have a great time. Thou anointest my head with oil. the shepherd would carry with him natural oils, the mixture of which would be designed mainly to heal scars that the sheep might have. Perhaps they've been in a place where they got briars and they would cut their head or cut their neck or so forth, cut their body in some way. And the shepherd would have in his little pouch here, he'd have a bottle of oil. And he would take that oil out and he'd rub on that wound so that it would kill the infection. Kind of like Young Living, you know? And kill the infection that might result from the wound that the sheep had. He would take care of the sheep. And thou anointest my head with oil. In the valley, death is only a shadow. Now, there is a place called the Valley of the Shadow of Death in Israel. Little ravine, kind of like a hill on both sides, and a path going down through this ravine and then up the other side. And it's a place that's quite dangerous. Snakes, adders, vipers, perhaps a mountain lion or two. It's a place that was considerably dangerous. And the shepherd would walk along and he would lead the sheep and he would be looking out on both sides and all around him for something that would endanger the sheep. It's not death itself, but death is near. It's but a shadow. The valley of the shadow of death. And since I'm walking in the paths in which the good shepherd is leading me, I need not yield to fear. The sheep would trust the shepherd, for he is with me. Countless times we hear the Lord and the angels in Scripture saying, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. And so we ought to look to that and be thankful for the shepherd and how he looks for us, and to submit to his will and admitting to ourselves that we are not strong at all. Our strength is totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to draw that for you right now. The good shepherd. Let's have all the lights out, please.
Befriend us, be the guardian of.
Jesus, early let us.
Right, let's all stand together, please. How about you, my friend? We had one person trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior this morning, or it might be others that have the lights on here. Might be others. This afternoon, I wonder if you would raise your hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven." Anyone like that today? Might be you're already saved and you've got lots of burdens in your life. And hey, we all have burdens in our lives. The best place to go with that is to the Good Shepherd. He can go places we cannot go. He can do things we cannot do. If that's true of you, it might be that you're just led to come and pray at the altar. Take those burdens to Him. Rely on His strength because He's all powerful. And we're the sheep. We're weak and frail and have no strength or power of our own. We're totally dependent upon Him. Father, we're grateful for every blessing You've given to us and how You continue to bless us even though we don't deserve it. I pray You'd speak to each heart tonight or this afternoon, and there are some here, no doubt, with very strong burdens of one kind or another. I pray that You'd help them to see the way clear. Help folks to rely upon You, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing "Just As I Am," and as we sing that song, you're invited to come. Whatever your need, whatever God's speaking to you about, you come right now as we sing "Just As I Am" without one plea. Come on.
Just as I am without one plea. Oh, shame for me. Come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
I appreciate that you had just common, ordinary men. Your apostles and commercial fishermen, and you had shepherds all through that Bible. Thank you for that. And Lord, I just thank you that you are the great shepherd. I pray you'd help us to love you more as a result of